This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Preston Bryan is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He joins us on the line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary.
Hey, Coy. It's nice to be back on Charlottesville Right Now.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day here in Richmond. It's a beautiful time of the year. It's a nice kind of unseasonably warm afternoon.
Yeah, it is beautiful outside. How were the holidays for you and your family?
Very quiet. Wonderfully quiet, as a matter of fact. But with the General Assembly coming back in town, they were, I spent a little bit more time in the office than perhaps I anticipated.
I bet. Well, you got to get ready. The fireworks are about to start.
Let's use the word fireworks tentatively. Let's hope it's not too many fireworks.
How about the sparklers?
There you go.
Let's get a preview of this upcoming session. Now, this is an odd year, so it's a short session. It's not a big even-yeared, big budget session. Nonetheless, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on. Thousands of legislation will be discussed and voted on, up or down. From your office, from where you set your perspective in the Office of Natural Resources, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're keeping an eye on as we move into this session of 2007.
Right. Well, of course, as you stated, this is sort of the second year of the budget. Virginia has a two-year state budget. It's in the even-numbered years that you build the budget, that you first put it together. And then it's the odd-numbered years, like 2007, upcoming, or we're here, like 2007, where we go back and you tweak it a little bit. So the second year, like this year, it's never really a year where you do big, big initiatives. It's a year to go back and tweak what you put together last year to make sure your projections are still on the mark, where they're off the mark a little bit, where the economy has gone up and down, you go back and you adjust. That said, I'm very pleased, quite frankly, that the governor has done a couple of big things, kind of unconventionally, in terms of natural resources and the environment. It's kind of unconventional to do a couple of big things because, again, this is not this is more of an adjustment year and not a big year. What are those two things? First, the governor has made a big commitment to obviously cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay. Like previous governors before him, this has been a bipartisan environmental initiative for many years. But now the clock is ticking. We have a 2010 deadline to do certain things. One of the big things that we have to do by 2010, under federal mandate, is to clean up our wastewater treatment plants to make sure that those sewage treatment plants owned by various and sundry localities that are discharging into rivers and streams that ultimately go into the bay are discharging as cleanly as possible. So the governor has put in legislation to authorize $250 million worth of bonds to help upgrade 89 very specific wastewater treatment plants in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. That's a big deal. The second big deal he's doing is he's got about $20 million he's putting in the budget for land conservation. You and I have talked before on this show about the governor's initiative to conserve 400,000 acres of additional land over the course of his term, over the 4 years. That's roughly 100,000 acres a year. Land ain't cheap. And so the fact that he's put in $20 million is pretty significant.
Preston Bryan is our guest. He's the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. You mentioned the effort to clean up the wastewater treatment plants. Number one, what really is the challenge? How dirty are they? How bad off are they? How far behind the curve are we? And number two, what's the situation in Lynchburg? Wasn't there a challenge down there with getting enough funding to fix sewage? And that may not be a wastewater treatment plant situation, but that's your hometown, so something
sure
You're familiar with.
Yep. Cleaning up Virginia's so-called impaired waters, rivers and streams that are on what we call a dirty waters list. The EPA, the federal EPA, keeps tabs on. Virginia has about 9,000 miles of impaired rivers and streams. Now, they can be impaired because of wastewater treatment plant discharges are not up to snuff, or they can be impaired because of agricultural runoff. So kind of two ends of the problem. And so that kind of puts it in perspective. In terms of the wastewater treatment plants, what the real crux is phosphorus and nitrogen that is not being treated per kind of strict standards, and therefore they're polluting the bay. When this these nitrogen pollutions go into, say, the James River, flows into the Chesapeake Bay, the nitrogen helps grow algae blooms on the bay. When the algae blooms cover the bay's surface, then sunlight can't get into the bay, can't make its way down to the bottom. So then you have you don't see the seagrasses growing as a result of the good sunlight. And when you don't have the seagrasses growing on the bottom, then the little critters like crabs can't hide from the big critters, and then you have a real problem. And so it's pretty easy to connect the dots between, say, a wastewater treatment plant in Albemarle County and what it's putting out, and it's helping spawn algae blooms in the bay, which impacts crabs, for example. So that's kind of the issue for wastewater treatment plants. If we are able to have the funding in place, and with this $250 million bond issue, we will, but if the Johnson approves it, if we're able to have the financing and the money in place, then we will come very close to meeting our 2010 goals in terms of sewage treatment plant upgrades in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And that is significant. That is not something that we thought we'd be able to say just a year ago, much less 5 years ago. And so I think it really, really speaks to Governor Kane's initiative, his stick-to-itiveness, his commitment to Chesapeake Bay cleanup. You also ask about the combined sewer overflow CSO project in Lynchburg.
Right, right.
That's a roughly $300 million project that the EPA has mandated on the city of Lynchburg. And basically what they're saying is, city of Lynchburg, thou shalt fix your storm sewer and sanitary sewer infrastructure so that in periods of heavy rain, it doesn't overflow and spill into certain creeks and the James River. Richmond and Lynchburg are the only two cities in Virginia that have this problem. Richmond has a bigger problem than Lynchburg, but Lynchburg last year attracted some political fallout, I guess, when the local delegates tried to get funding for that project. But let's face it, I mean, it's a $300 million project. If the residents of the city of Lynchburg, they can't bear that burden on their own. They just can't do it. They already have the single, because of this project, they already have the single highest water and sewer rates in the state. And the state has typically tried to put in about $3 million a year, but even at that rate, that would take three centuries to do. So that I say that simply to kind of explain what the magnitude of the problem is.
Yeah,
it's
just
really
huge. Secretary Bryant, our guest, the Department of Natural Resources for Virginia. So the governor is suggesting this session that we have a bond for $250 million to help clean up the bay, another critical element in this formula to help clean up the bay, another $20 million in the budget to go towards land conservation. Now, put on your politics hat for a minute, if you can, and tell us, what are the chances of these two items passing in this particular assembly this year, and how might that happen if it does pass? What are the nuts and bolts of this kind of thing?
Yeah, very good question. The $250 million bond initiative has to be approved by the legislature. Again, the governor proposes, the legislature disposes, as the old adage goes. And, of course, the legislature, they control, as we all know, they control the purse strings. So issuing bonds is an expenditure of money, so they have to approve it. We feel relatively good about that initiative right now. We've gotten very, very positive feedback from a number of critical legislators, not the least of which, of whom, rather, are Delegate Vince Callahan from Fairfax, who is the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He is the chief budget writer in the House, and Senator John Chichester of Stafford County, Northumberland County, rather, and he's the chief budget writer in the Senate. So we have two pretty powerful allies who are working with the governor in a very bipartisan way on this $250 million bond initiative to help clean up wastewater treatment plants to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. So we feel pretty good about that. the $20 million for the Land Conservation Initiative will probably, I hope I'm wrong in saying this, but will probably get caught up in some budget year politics, because folks are going to be looking under every rock and under every sofa cushion to find extra money to put into transportation. Land conservation, though, is very, very, very popular among the populace out there. Because we are losing land at such a rapid pace to development, people feel a sense of urgency about it. So while that could possibly get caught up in some budget year politics, at the end of the day, I hope it'll be okay as well, and that the legislature will, again, in a very bipartisan way, join hands with the governor and go forth on land conservation also.
Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, a very good friend of this program. Thank you, sir, for your time, and good luck this session. And let's see if we can't touch base again in a few weeks, say mid-session, and find out how things are going.
I'll look forward to doing so. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com, and as well over at the Sorensen Institute blog at blog.sorenseninstitute.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.